Just a few halachot regarding Leil HaSeder. Hamisha mitzvot miyuhadot leseder lepesach nohagot bezman hazeh. Today there's actually five mitzvot that we have in Leil HaSeder that are still applicable in our times. Shte mitzvot aseh min haTorah v'shlosha midrabanan. Two from the Torah and three from the rabbis. Achilat matzah and sipur yisiyat misrayim, those are min haTorah. And midrabanan is the eating of the maror, the drinking of the arba kosot, and the haroset as well. עוד תקנו חכמים מנהגים ותקנות לעשותם בלזה, זכר למצוות קורבן פסח וקורבן חגיגה, וזכר לחירות. There's other things that we do on the night in order to remember קורבן פסח, to remember the קורבן חגיגה, to remember the חירות that we have, ומהם כדי להטמיע את התינוקות, and also to arouse the curiosity of the children so they can ask questions. אף אם הוא לומד בבית המדרש, even if he's learning in the בית מדרש on Right at Pesach, Yakum Talmudo Miyad Keshet Dachshach. Once it gets dark, he closes the book and he goes to the Seder. Kedu Lemaher HaSeder Mishul HaTinokot Shalu Yishnu. You don't want the children to fall asleep. That means right when we come home from the synagogue on Leil HaSeder, immediately we don't dilly dally. Right away, Kadesh, we start the Kiddush. That Torah Amra V'Yigatal Lebencha. Lachen Yitpalel Ma'arbit Teke Pizman. You should pray Arbit right away, the earliest time possible. Don't stay, I'm sitting in the Midrash after Arbit and read a little. Oh, I'm going to, stay a little. Or the most also to talk Shehipay with your friend right away from the synagogue. You're supposed to rush home in order to start the Seder. Yesh na'agul litbol b'mikveh lifnei haSeder b'pnei kidushat haSeder. Okay, so if one has the ability, obviously, to go to the mikveh kodem haSeder, so matov u'manaim. But especially if he goes before Yom Tov, end of Yom Tov, which is a mitzvah, that can suffice. Lifnei shiyoshev leSeder, before he sits down to the Seder, yipashpesh v'ma'asav v'yarher b'tshuva al ma'asav asher lo tovim. He should make teshuva and have regret on the deeds that he did that might not be suitable. V'yikabel al atzmo shemayom ha'ala lo yeshuv od alehem. That's brought down from the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, that before you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to make teshuva. Sur mera ma'aseh tov. So you do the mitzvah on a clean plate. Yilbash begadim na'im. You're supposed to wear the finest of clothes. Hu ve'ishto ve'chol b'nei beto kederech b'nei chorin. Like it's brought down in the Abarbanel. He says she'ayu mesubim b'nei berak. What is b'nei berak? So everybody understands b'nei berak is a place, a locale. But Abarbanel says b'nei berak haynu b'begdei meshi mavrikin. They were sitting b'nei berak. They were wearing clothes that were shiny, beautiful, nice, fancy clothes. Meshum shvekach nagu kibnei chorin. That's considered b'nei chorin, as well as the ladies as well. Because, especially the lady, because it says Miskut Nashim Tzadkariyot, the Gilav Tzadkariyot Mitzrayim, so it's supposed to wear jewelry that night and dress up as well. Mitzvah lechalek letinokot kaliyot veeguzim. It's a mitzvah to give the children on the night of Pesach nuts and things like that. Umine megadim uperot. Today doesn't work nuts and things like that with the children, maybe, but candies and things like that, in order to get the children to ask, hey, what's so special? Usually the parents are, are refraining the kids from having candy before dinner. And now you're giving out sweets. So therefore, kedesh lo yishnu v'shalu ve'od, kedesh lo yishnu. And so they don't fall asleep. If they know that there's more candy coming, so they'll stick around. Yesh na'agu l'hakam kodim tehlat haseder. Some of the custom to give it out before the Seder. Yesh na'agu l'halek b'fnei amirat ha'lachma'anya. Okay, it depends at which point you're going to give it out. Yizaru lebnei beto shi chavnu kulam natzet kol mitzvot halayla. you should, the one that's leading the seder should control it to let everybody know. You have to fulfill arba kosot. Sipur yisam eslaim, achilat matzah, maror. You should tell them before the actual item. Rabotai, tichamnu. This is the first cup of the arba kosot. The kayem mitzvat kiddush, the kayem mitzvat adrabanan. Yisaher lebne betosh yishtu mekol kos lekol apachot rov levi'it bepam achat. Of course, at least to drink a majority of the levi'it in one shot. Look at Tayla, you're supposed to drink kol kos, the whole kos, 3.2 ounces. But you have to announce to them, Rabotai, at least 1.6 ounces you should drink in one shot. Bebo'o, ובבית הכנסת לביתו יראה לבני ביתו פנים יפות בשמחה. The person comes home in the light of Pesach, he's supposed to show פנים מאירות, a beautiful smiley face to his children, his family, to put them in the proper the mode. יש תאמר כל סימן מסימני הסדר במקומו. ויש נהגו לומר כל הסימנים לפני הסדר ביחד, ואחר כך אומרים שוב כל סימן במקומו. That's our מנהג. The מנהג is to say the קדש ולחץ. Not to say, we don't need the קדש ולחץ. We know what to do. Our מנהג is, we sing the whole קדש ולחץ in the beginning of the סדר till נרצה. And then we go back, קדש, קדש, we stop. And then we sing again, קדש ולחץ, קרפס, הלל נרצה, קדש ולחץ. Urchatz. Okay, go wash your hands. So we sing every round that we get to another moment. We sing it the whole round, and then we stop at the spot that we are at. This is obviously a big anyan. There's a lot of sodot in the Kaddish Urchatz besides the simple pshatim. So therefore, a person should not be mezalzel with that item.